Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Ashwini Srivastav, and today we will be discussing about strengthening citizen-centric governance at the grassroots level. We have with us former career bureaucrat and senior IAS officer Durga Shankar Mishra. He was Secretary, Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, and he has also been Chief Secretary of Uttar Pradesh. Welcome, sir, to the program. Before we start the program, I wish you a very happy Civil Services Day.
Thanks a lot, Ashwiniji. It's a privilege to be here and talk to the nation through Akashvani on such an important issue on Civil Services Day.
Sir, often we hear about this citizen-centric governance. Why is it critical for grassroots development, be it rural or urban areas?
See, ultimately, in a democratic polity like India, one of the major responsibilities of the government is to improve the ease of living for the citizens. Provide them such facilities so that they can contribute to the economy to the best of the potentials they have. At the same time, we have got a large segment of the population which is deprived of various things for historical reasons, or maybe because they are from such an area where such facilities or such opportunities or such facilities were not there. So it is incumbent on the government to make sure that they have a good living, they are provided with education, health, other facilities so that they can live up to their potential. Especially when the country has undertaken the mission under the Honorable Prime Minister to realize the dream of becoming developed India by 2047, another two decades or so, it becomes so much important that everybody contributes towards economic development of the nation. We cannot leave anybody untouched. Antyodaya has been the mission of the government. To reaching to the unreached has been the philosophy of this present government. Earlier, you used to have some programs where few people used to get benefited. Now the government has taken the approach of saturation. Housing for everyone, drinking water for everyone, sanitation, toilets for everyone, or such health program for everyone. Likewise, so this is citizen centricity, is caring for its own citizens and improving their quality of life.
What are the key challenges in improving local governance when we say, and how can we strengthen or rather improve grassroots governance? Do you see, despite providing so many facilities, due to various reasons, poor and underprivileged people, be it in rural areas or urban areas, still face difficulties in accessing basic governance or basic public services? So what are some of those glitches?
So definitely, you see, there has been a lot of change in the last decade or so, with the advent of the digital technology, the direct benefit transfers, with so many things which is, records being taken online. So there has been improvement still because of some kind of depravity for various reasons. There are instances where something which should have reached to them has not reached. Now there is a very much strong focus of the government because the modus operandi is saturation. And saturation cannot happen unless and until you reach to the everybody, reach to the unreached. And that is why Digital India, through which the villages, there is a community service centers, CSCs, through which you can get all the information, you get all kinds of services. If you want to apply, you can apply for various kind of facilities. So many things government is doing to reach to them. Yet the most important thing, today being the Civil Services Day, the attitude of the civil servants, the compassion, commitment, drive towards the poorest, towards those who are deprived by various things. That's very, very important. This is a change in the behavior. We must understand the public servants are not masters. They are the servants of the people. They have to serve them and they have to serve them to the best of their abilities. That's so much important today. And this year's Civil Services Day 2026, the focus is on the citizen centricity and the last mile delivery. Sometimes you make wonderful program, wonderful scheme, but unless and until the scheme reaches to the last mile, to the last person. Let me give you an example to explain that. There is a scheme called PM Swanidhi. It's a Pradhan Mantri Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi. This scheme was started in the backdrop of the challenges faced by the COVID. The street vendors, whom we call Rediwala, they faced the biggest challenge with the lockdown. Their work was completely stopped and they were living with loan from individuals. In fact, I was astonished to understand, see, that they were taking loan at the rate of 50% to 500%. They take a loan of 100 rupees in the morning and they have to pay 110 rupees in the evening. Think of it, the kind of percentage of interest which they are paying. They had no access to the mainstream banking facilities. It was on the instance of the Honorable Prime Minister, with his kind of commitment to the poorest among the poor, like they are the entrepreneurs at the lowest level. This scheme was conceived, even though many people had doubts. I think with the blessings of the Honorable Prime Minister, we did our best. We make it 100% digitally from A to Z, right from the application to first identification, to the application, to the processing, to the payment, to the repayment, everything. I can see with full confidence that today it is one of the most successful schemes for the most deprived entrepreneurs. The beauty of the scheme is, like say there is a 7% of the subsidy on the interest and nobody has to go to anybody, any office, any person. It automatically, if your repayment is in time, you get that subsidy automatically. On the digital payment, to mainstream them, the digital payment was promoted. All the transactions by the street vendors are captured by the NPCI and automatically in their account, whatever is the number of transaction and whatever may be the subsidy, the amount, incentive amount, that amount is credited. So today, nearly 1.15 crore loans have been given under the scheme. Initially, it was 10,000 rupees. The second instance, 20,000, 50,000. This becomes so popular. I really feel proud that God has given me that opportunity to structure this scheme. And today, you go anywhere, you find the street vendors are using UPI.
Addressing the Civil Services Day function in Delhi today, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said that Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel had referred to civil servants as steel frame of India. Let's first listen to what the Vice President said.
I extend my best wishes to all the civil servants serving all over the Bharat and also your retired colleagues on the Civil Services Day. As we all know, planning can be done at Delhi, but the fruitful result in the remote village can come only when it is getting implemented in its real sense. That is where the civil service is predominantly playing the role. It has been 79 years since Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel ji, the first Home Minister of independent India, addressed the probationers of the administrative services in Delhi. In that address, Sardar Patel ji had referred to the civil servants as the steel frame of India. That means we are the real protectors of the interest of the people.
Sir, taking a cue from what Vice President said and you mentioned about attitude of civil servants, I will broaden it, attitude of all government employees.
See, this is one at the time of induction, two the training, initial training and in-service training. They should be complete, that feeling what, I have read the speech of Lohpurush Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, which was delivered on 21st April 1947 to the very first batch of Indian Administrative Service. He said that in the Indian civil services, it was neither Indian nor civil nor services. But now with the Indian Administrative Services, you are in the service of the people. You are not doing any job, you are not doing any employment, you are in the service of the people. You are dedicated to the nation. You are serving to your own people. And in that case, compassion, integrity, commitment, drive, the nation building, these attitudes should be your, hallmark. So, this civil servants, after all, they also come from, like I come from a village. I have seen the kind of struggle the villagers make. Now, once I get an opportunity to become a civil servant and I can do good for the people, I should do my best so that all that agony I have faced in the village, that should be wiped out. We get opportunity. The constitution gives us power. The laws of the government, they or the instructions or the guidelines, they give us power. The question is how to implement it. For example, let me give you an example. The Jal Jeevan Mission is a transformation. Getting water, which is most essential for anybody's living in every house. Har ghar nal, har nal mein jal. If we do this very sincerely, so many diseases will be wiped out. The people's life will be so happy. The sanitation program, the Swachh Bharat Mission, Jan Arogya Yojana, getting the health scheme, if everybody, whosoever is genuinely, he is eligible for it. If he gets that Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat card and he is able to utilize that, maybe he will not face that depravity of the health hazards. So you see, the government is trying its best. The civil servants need to be trained, again, and continuously focus on them. And there should be ways in which somebody does a good job to be recognized. Somebody who has made a difference to the place, like the district magistrate doing a good job in any kind of scheme, they should be recognized. So that way it becomes a motivation for others. It becomes a kind of light post for others to follow.
Addressing the Civil Services Day function, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also hailed an increase in the number of women in civil services. Let's listen what exactly he said.
True leadership is not measured by power or position, but by the ability to act ethically even under most difficult situations. When you uphold the integrity, you ensure fairness, inspire the confidence, and strengthen the very fabric of governance. I am happy to see growing trend of women in the civil services. A few decades ago, very few women were appointed as district magistrates or police commissioners. Even when they were, their presence was limited to just a handful. But today the reality has changed significantly.
How do you see the role of grievance redressal mechanism? You see, the central government has CP Grams, Centralized Public Grievance Redress and Monitoring System. It's an online platform where a citizen can log on and raise their grievance against government departments. Do you see that it is a step in right direction?
Definitely. In fact, as a secretary to Government of India in the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, I found that the number of complaints have gone multiple fold. Why is that? Not because the complainants have increased. This is because now people have the confidence that once you put your grievance on the CP Gram, you get redressal. Because whatever is being done by the person on the other side is also being recorded by you, I mean being measured by you, whether your satisfaction is good, bad or poor. So, and that goes into the record. In fact, in the Pragati, which is a monthly affair, every month Honorable Prime Minister holds a meeting with all the chief secretaries and all the secretaries to Government of India and some of the ambassadors or High Commissioner wherever the matter is concerned. In that, definitely there is one track on which Honorable Prime Minister reviews the grievances. How the ministry or the department or the organization have been attending to the grievance. Everybody, if you was asking the government, you will find that the CP Gram has helped them in improving the system, in improving the satisfaction of citizens. But there is always a scope to improve it further. Today, we have got the new technology of artificial intelligence. I'm aware that the ministry is working on that. How can AI, the powers of the new technology, be used to make it further more citizen-centricity? Citizens' grievances are fully sorted out.
So you have been an experienced bureaucrat and you have worked in both the center and in states in various capacities. What would be the key suggestions to improve local level governance, be it rural or urban areas? What would be quick two or three suggestions that you would like to give?
First, I think, when we say governance means not only the central government, the state government and the local body, urban local body. All three of them should address this. The services needs to be delivered using to the extent possible the digital means. That way there is a transparency, there is an accountability, equity is there. Two, there is a information mismatch. Those who are delivering the services, they don't know it all. Those who want to get the services, they do not know anything. And that is why there is the distortion comes. They start, the question of corruption or harassment or all these things start. So this information needs to be passed on to everybody. If the people are aware. So if that kind of thing happens, it will be very useful. Three, there should be volunteers in our system. We have got a large number of people and we have been contributing. If you get those people who have got time to help others, there may be retired persons, there are women who have got extra time is there at their hand, they can help them. So they will help. We don't require any kind of a remuneration for it. We just require some kind of a recognition. That's all.
Very well said. Thank you so much for talking to us on this crucial issue of public importance. Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. Spotlight.